Welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is a weekly program sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service precious metals broker-dealer located in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. Now here's the host of True Wealth, Kevin Wolter.
Hello and welcome back to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Wolter, the host. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, and depository service, buying and selling all forms of precious metals, rare coins, collections, always purchasing scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds, specializing in investment guidance, and also offering a pretty high level of jewelry and diamond expertise. We offer diamonds at wholesale levels to the public. We have a wide variety. We're also very aggressive buyers on quality diamonds, quality jewelry, any kind of gold, silver, coins, etc. As the economy swings and things change and markets change and manipulation takes place in the metals, we are definitely becoming very bullish on all forms of precious metals. I've discussed we're really recommending well-balanced portfolios, and there's a little bit of confusion. Someone asked me this last week a very good question. We discussed the long-term performance of numismatic coins, and as I discussed, there is three basic categories of coins. You got bullion-ish stuff, you've got semi-numismatic, numismatic. It's pretty simple. Bullion is valued basically on its intrinsic value. That's the precious metals value, gold, silver, platinum, palladium. We actually have a rhodium bar in stock right now, which is incredibly rare. Previous highs of over $10,000, but that's hard to get. That I put that in my own portfolio just because they're so rare. And like I said, it's been up to over $10,000. I think now it's, but anyway. So the precious metals-based, bullion-based stuff, that's what it is. Now, to clarify, bullion is what it's worth, not what it looks like. A lot of people come in and they think, when they think about bullion, they expect one of two things. They expect kind of the nuggets that come out of the ground, or they expect little cubes, unmarked, real crude cubes, because I think it all, the cube thing comes from the chicken bullion that you grow up with your mom working with when, you know, she's making chicken soup or whatever. I'm not a cook much, but, bullion cubes, I remember that. It's kind of funny that people expect that. And the other thing is, you know, the nuggets are plaster gold out of the ground because that's in the raw form, and that's a logical expectation. However, the nuggets that come out of the ground are not pure. There's a very rare quantity of them that are, and they're usually out of Australia and things like that. When you buy bullion, you can have a coin, a bar, you can have anything, okay? As long as the value you're paying is close to the precious metal's intrinsic value. Semi-numismatic are coins, usually pre-1933 U.S. gold coins and silver, of course, that their value is going to be closely tied to the precious metals market, but the premium is going to be a little higher. Semi-numismatic coins offer pretty effective responsiveness to the precious metal spot price market. They also offer a better upside potential because supply and demand dictates the value of the coin on the market. And I say pretty much upside, and here's the reason. The premiums on semi-numismatic have been relatively, well, we'll say ridiculously low in the last couple years. They are a great value. The same with a lot of the Morgan Silver Dollars. They've picked up a premium. I've been offering those and recommending them for quite some time. They've picked up somewhat of a premium. Morgan Silver Dollars are everyone's favorite and mine. They have a variety of premiums all the way from being relatively almost bullion-related, semi-numismatic on up. But a lot of people know about Carson City Dollars. There's other kinds of coins that are sleepers, and they really have big upside. And we help you put all that stuff together. A lot of people are wanting to put their money in the market, and numismatic coins make a ton of sense. Numismatic coins have done so well, as they have over the last 40 plus years, that, like, there's various types of ways you can approach rare coins. And there's what we go for, what we recommend for numismatic is what we call key dates and rarities. These are coins that are rare based on mintages. They're just scarce coins, or in some cases based on condition. But the key dates and rarities index has gone up over 30 times in the last 40 years. And precious metals, bullion-based products have done that well or better as well. But the main issue is the numismatics have had probably the single most solid bull chart graph I've ever seen for any financial sector or anyone's ever seen ever. I mean, the climb is unbelievable. It's continuous. It's nonstop. It just has a path. It does run in 10-year cycles. They're not harsh, sharp peaks, valleys, and convergences. The market peaked out in late 07, barely into 08, and then, of course, it corrected. That's normal, but essentially what you have is a multi-hundred percent gain and then a retraction of 10 or 15% of those gains. Then it starts to build a new floor. That's called the convergence phase. That's the part we just finished. Now we're getting back into the momentum type of it, which this will now last for the next, 4 years or so. This is a really good time to get into numismatics. There are liquid hard assets. And the bottom line is, folks, if you've got money sitting around doing nothing or just sitting somewhere, don't let it sit there. Roll the dice, get in, put together a little portfolio. I mean, there's a lot of people that'll have 10 or 20 or 30,000 or whatever, 50,000 sitting in a bank account or some savings account or some CD. Recently I had a gal, she had 100 and some thousand in CDs, and they were paying her nothing. And she said she wanted to get into the metals and coins, but she didn't want to sell her CD early because she would lose all that interest, okay? Well, she had like a 3-year CD on about $125,000, and the interest she would lose by cashing out early was a couple thousand dollars. Well, that's not anything compared to the movements in coins and metals. I mean, a 1% gain is like a day. I mean, it's irrelevant. And, you don't want to buy them completely speculatively. You want to have them as long-term wealth preservation. But there's nothing better in the long run than some hand-selected rarities and semi-keys and semi-numismatic, just well-balanced, put away, and then forgotten about. Or if you get in a situation where you need money down the road, there's always one sector that may have outperformed another, etc. So if you've got money sitting around, it really makes perfect sense to have it in a hard, tangible asset. Another thing that you really, really need to keep in mind is that just about the time when sheer insanity seems to have overtaken the world, and I think we would all agree, the absolute level of tolerance of people is mind-boggling. The thing that goes through your mind is it's the quiet before the storm. Now, there's all kinds of political and geopolitical activity out there, potential threats of wars. You know, we look and go, okay, Russia's making all these strategic military moves. China is just chomping at the bit to take a run at us militarily. And people who have this idea, China would never do anything to hurt the U.S., we make up too much of their economy. Folks, where we used to make up 50% of China's GDP, we are now down to about 7% of the Chinese GDP because our consumption has gone down and the global consumption has increased. In addition to that, everything we give them is just empty debt, okay? They've tapped our gold reserves out, just tapped them out, and they'll do fine on their own with or without us. Money is what stands in the way. The debt is the only thing that prevents it. They stand against everything we are. They're a communist socialist country that is terribly admired. We know from the history of the Obama administration telling us how great they are and how communistic we need to rush into. The left-wing liberals are having a tremendous impact, folks, on rushing us into hardcore progressivism, and it is a true threat. as I was mentioning, this quiet before the storm, things kind of calm. And here's the thing is, we've seen every ridiculous scenario play out. We've got this runaway, reckless, progressive candidate who's now the President of the United States. For all practical purposes, he is the Manchurian candidate. He's been able to get away with offering no proof or substantiating anything about his birth or his history. His current Social Security number is from a person who died in the 1800s. This great mystery leader has been ushered in and protected by the very media that was encouraged and protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution of this land in order to protect us against the very threat that we face in our White House today. Obama compares himself and his agendas to the efforts to abolish slavery by Abraham Lincoln. The two could not be further opposed in the majority of their views. Now, most people don't realize Abraham Lincoln was a radical progressive. He ushered in a tremendous amount of socialistic policy, grew government like wildfire, but he did fight for the abolition of slavery. I mean, there was a time when this country was filled with millions of people that were slaves. It was a brutal time. There was a lot of harsh treatment and all that stuff, and they just didn't have rights, and that's wrong. And I know there's people out there that have some white supremacist views. DNA proves there's really no difference between a black man and a white man at all. It's skin color. And then you get into the, it's just nothing more than a nationality. And people who believe that they're the pre-Adamic man that was here before Adam was formed, and I mean, that is terribly twisted theology. It does not make sense. The translation of the Hebrew word for red face and all that is completely incorrect. And essentially what it means is that in all practical purposes, that God didn't do what he said he did in the Bible, that would be a huge thing. Why they're black, that's another question for another day. The bottom line was Abraham Lincoln was a huge believer in liberty. And people argued that his freeing the slaves was unconstitutional. That's absolutely ridiculous. Obama compares himself to Abraham. The two couldn't be further apart, as I said. Abraham was opposed to every religion or philosophy that would oppose the very core principles and philosophies of this nation's existence. Obama and the progressive movement is undoubtedly tearing this nation down and apart from within. Unfortunately, George Bush was also duped into issuing the Patriot Act, which directly and intentionally broke down and violated, or began the process of the breakdown and violation of pretty much every constitutional right that we possess, the sacred rights that this nation cannot survive without. As these rights are being confiscated and removed from us, the very foundational strength of this nation is being systematically removed and destroyed until it will one day soon no longer be able to stand on its own ethics and morals and philosophies and principles. And ultimately, folks, this country will collapse and crumble into the same failed and corrupted state of every other great empire throughout the history of the world. Now, that doesn't sound real good, does it? Okay? Is it possible to do otherwise? Yeah. Obviously, God says that he judges a nation based on what his people do and what they believe. But as I've mentioned over and over, look at the progression of Sodom and Gomorrah. It got to the point where no one was holy or righteous whatsoever. We've done everything. The upcoming generation is a scary generation. Yes, there's good kids in there. Obviously, there's parents that can raise their kids right still. The pressures and confusion and pollution and corruption from society is too much. Kids get exposed to way too much. The internet exposes them to way too much. The world exposes them to way too much. Only two nations in history have been built and blessed by God: Israel and the United States of America. Israel was built by God's people, for God's people, by nationality. The United States of America was built by God's people, for God's people, by His Son, Christ, through faith, through his adopted family. America's a phenomenal story. You can call it an experiment in democracy, in a democratic republic, or whatever you want to call it. It's insane. And doing right is what it's all about. The problem is we are rapidly violating all of God's principles, and our leadership, I think, is making the biggest strides towards rapid destruction of anybody in the history of this nation, and that is the truth. Now, it sounds, again, doom and gloomy, but I'm telling you, whatever happens after this man leaves, the process that's been begun probably won't ever end, for the simple fact that conservatives will not repeal Obamacare as they say they will. They never keep their word. It's very frustrating, and this nation is just being torn apart at the seams. As I mentioned at the end of the last half hour, the amount of people predicting a huge currency collapse or reset now, folks, is just nuts. As I always say, it's simple mathematics. It's not refutable, okay? 2014, in a lot of people's minds, is shaping up as a year of reckoning for the United States. I've read some stuff, you know, where the digits add to the number 7, and we've got the blood red moons, and there's all kinds of this Jewish prophetic fulfillment going on with things falling on certain festivals and era feasts, whatever. It very, very significant prophetic year. Two major pressures are building on the U.S. dollar. One comes from the Federal Reserve's declining ability to manipulate the price of gold as our Western gold supplies are shriveling up, and people's market knowledge of the Fed's illegal price rigging spreads is becoming widespread and well known. The evidence of massive amounts of what they call them naked shorts. In other words, that's that you can have long contracts or short contracts on the futures. The futures is what dictates spot price, which is an absurd function of the COMEX, which was put into place for that very reason, so that they could manipulate the metals and try to discourage people away. But the thing you got to keep in mind right now is when you're going, man, I'm not sure I want gold or silver. It is way down. It is down so far. Well, I never thought in my wildest mind 6 or 7 years ago I'd be looking at $1,300 gold and going, man, that is low. I don't think so, folks. It was $275 to $300, you know, 12, 13 years ago, something like that. These numbers are phenomenal. The tops were insane. They were institutionally driven intentionally. They drove the top off that thing so that they could bring it crashing back down to kill people's faith. And they do it all through paper manipulation. They dump some metal on the market to kind of confirm the game they're trying to play. But it's the same with the rock bottom being $20 silver. And this cycle has repeated and repeated itself over the last probably 16-ish years. And the big bull run on that will come again. But as I mentioned, the one pressure is that there's evidence of these massive amounts of what we call naked shorts, unbacked short contracts. They don't have the metal to back the contract. In other words, a 20 million ounce contract of silver trades, and there's nothing near that in reserves. These are being dumped into the paper markets, gold and silver futures market, at times of the day, month, year, at the time of specific events, when trading is thin and nominal. It's unequivocal what's going on. The evidence is just overwhelming. People are pounding the market at irresponsible, manipulative times with amounts of contracts that just don't exist. The metals aren't there to back it. The metals have been completely gutted out of the system. Russia and China are so stocked up, folks, on metals. To back a new world reserve currency, as I said, China and Russia are gobbling up all collectible U.S. coins. The wealth of this globe is transferring over into Russia and Asia, and that's a fact. In the Middle East, you got all the way down to the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, that stuff. There's so much wealth transferring over there so fast, and they're manipulating things here so fast that they're double dipping us. They're pulling all of our wealth away from us in the form of metals and coins, while having the values artificially suppressed, so people aren't even profiting from it. This is all by design, okay? It's become obvious that the price of metals are rigged in the futures market in order to protect the dollar's value from the quantitative easing, devastating it, because that's what it's doing. It's absolutely the definition of hyperinflation. And you know what? You cannot hide from that permanently. As our dollar literally becomes toilet paper globally, and other people are doing everything in their power, other nations, to shut it down. The IMF, International Monetary Fund, the Bank of Banks, they're pulling every corrupt Gestapo tactic you can imagine. They're threatening people. I mean, we've got, as I mentioned in the previous show, no gold at all. You've got Germany demanding their gold back. They're scared. They need it. They know what's coming. They know what's going on. And out of thousands of metric tons, we've been able to produce 5 metric tons to pay them back in the last year. And that is cloaked in threats. They raise any ruckus, and our Fed has promised to begin hyperinflating their economy and destroying them. Folks, this is the real serious issue. And the other huge pressure that's forcing this imminent currency readjustment, reset, collapse, whatever, is coming from the Obama regime's foolish threats of sanctions on Russia. Other countries are no longer willing to tolerate Washington, D.C., or the U.S.'s abuse of the world dollar standard. It's arrogant. The dollar's of no value. People don't respect it. They're bound to it. And we walk and talk like it's still the greatest thing since sliced bread. Our politicians, headed by Obama, are using the dollar-based international payment systems to try to inflict damage on the economies of countries that resist our political dominance, that don't do what we say. We're trying to police the globe in the wrong way. We walk, you know, we're supposed to walk softly and carry a big stick, as FDR said. We walk big and we carry a twig, and it is pathetic. And we have lost all respect. Obama's just torn that away. And at first, you know, of course they loved it when he went on the apology tour. It showed weakness in the world, what they perceive as the world's bully. Russia and China are doing everything to rapidly disconnect all international trade from the dollar. Russia will conduct its trade, including the sale of oil and natural gas to Europe, in rubles and in the currencies of its European partners. This obviously means a huge drop in demand for dollars, U.S. dollars, and a corresponding drop in our exchange value. And again, this stuff doesn't come slow and easy. It's instantaneous. Frauds end suddenly. We've done, you know, economically, from the Fed's perspective, we've done everything financially wrong, and at the same time fleeced the wealth of the world many times over. When you add on the ignorance and arrogance of our current leadership, the leaders of China and Russia, Putin and Jinping, these are brilliant, wise, strategical professionals. Watching Obama build his own trap out of arrogance. As the Bible said, pride comes before a fall, and that man is full of pride. There's a lot more going on in this nation, folks. The 9/11 conspiracy issues are cropping up globally, with actual global leaders now making comments. I don't have time this week to touch on it. The world is watching our federal government behave in Nevada like China did back during the times of Tiananmen Square. This love of government leadership and belief that they are superior to their citizens at home and abroad is creating an inevitable state of collapse that is just irrefutable, folks. It's just simple science and simple math. Simply put, securing your family's financial and physical and spiritual health and well-being should be your number one priority now, folks. We've done everything wrong. Obama and his administration has successfully imposed the Cloward and Piven strategy through Obamacare. It's like a spy planting a virus in another country to destroy it. And we are literally on the brink of economic reset of some sorts, folks. I believe time is of essence. I believe 2014 could be a critical year. And I just want to encourage you to make the steps necessary to secure what you have now while you can. Basic economics is basic mathematics. The new Fed Reserve chairman, appointed by Obama, Janet Yellen, you have to realize everything we're doing is working in direct contrast to what the American people do, which is create wealth and innovation. When we hyper-create currency, it steals everyone's wealth and it destroys, demoralizes it. It's a redistribution of wealth. It's as destructive as is physically possible. It's completely unbiblical. Precious metals and hard assets are biblical. The things attributed as true wealth biblically, gold and silver, livestock, real estate, and human life, and things that fall into those specific sectors. Coins fall under the precious metals guys, always have been synonymous with them. Yellen's creation of hyper-monopoly money is essentially a guarantee of an imminent acceleration of this economic collapse to come. A massive hedge fund manager, Jeremy Grantham, and manager of a huge assets management company, said that he predicts that the Yellen collapse will be unlike any other. He states clearly that it's going to be very painful for investors. Folks, I know that this stuff sounds so doomy and gloomy. It's simple mathematics. It's simple history lesson. It is what's happened historically. We're doing everything wrong, everything backwards, and everything our leadership believes is in direct contrast to traditional biblical views and values. If you believe that way, that I'm telling you. Now, God's timing is different. The U.S. is huge. Things take time. But when they end, they end. One thing students in history will tell you, when a great empire ends, it ends. Now, we are culminating on war and economic chaos. We're losing any sense of morality. We've got the federal government just absolutely slamming people all over the place. We've got Nevada. We've got runaway police state. We've got law enforcement officials perpetrating extreme violence on the people. They get away with everything. We've got cops literally killing people now in the streets. Every one of them walks and they get off on it. The TV and media is generating the wrong kind of people to become police. They're no longer protectors. They're enemies of the citizenry. The Bible implores us to be prepared. Proverbs says, a prudent person foresees the danger ahead and takes precautions. The simple man goes on blindly and suffers the consequences. I like 1 Timothy 5:8. If anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially his immediate family, he's denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. We've got a lot of basic needs. I understand there's a lot of people out there that are afraid to do anything. I've run into a fair amount of them over the years. They're just afraid to jump. There's always a reason why they did, why they didn't. And all they focus on is where the metals are at and when they should have bought and why they didn't do it. No, they wish they did because they'd have made so much money. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with preserving your wealth and capital. It's all about preserving what God's given you. It's stewardship. When paper money goes up in flames, which it ultimately will, and you're losing spending power every day right now, you don't know with this quantitative easing blowout, the amount of currency, we're increasing our currency supply at like 30% a year. Ultimately, that's the inflation rate that you're realizing. By doing nothing, you're losing spending power, and ultimately the day will come. I can't tell you when. It could be a week, a month, a year. It could be 3 years. I don't know. The day will come where something seriously drastic and immediately urgent is going to happen to the U.S. dollar. At that point, it'll be too late. Now is absolutely the time to make the move. We do 401ks, IRAs on that end of it. If you have loose cash or capital, secure it. Do it in a biblically wise, long-term, conservative, traditional fashion that's assured to preserve and protect. In addition, you can be looking at significant levels of financial growth. Coins Plus can be contacted in Spokane, Washington at 444-0044 or through our website at coinsplus.com. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care, God bless, and have a fantastic week.